Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening.
Today I'm in Hunter to meet with Marilla Abrahamson and Helena Kaminsky, the ladies behind the Phoenix Web Collective. Located right on Main Street, the Phoenix Web Collective is part free market, part creative space for artists and others. As a free store, it offers a range of items all free to the community, from things they found on their own to donations. There's clothing, kids to back school supplies, small household appliances, electronics, books, and more. Okay, to start, what was the overall driving idea to start the Phoenix Web Collective?
For me, it was to reduce waste in the community and to give locals a place to hang out, a place where they can do things where they don't have to spend money. I grew up here and there wasn't a ton to do. There was a short period where we had a youth center, and that was like the light of all the young people's lives. Like, it was the place to hang out. There was so much to do there. You didn't have to spend money, but there wasn't enough staff and there were some loose rules there.
Loose rules.
Maybe I shouldn't say rules, but the people that are working there are supposed to be responsible for the teens and stuff, and it's hard to manage a bunch, like a lot of teens, with such a small staff. So if the kids, you know, went off and ended up getting caught, I don't know, smoking weed down the road, the staff there was responsible for them. So because they were so short-staffed, because stuff like that was happening, they had to close.
So you grew up in Hunter, right?
Yes.
And how did you end up here on Main Street with a storefront?
So we started as a pop-up in Prattsville. And through the evolution of how the pop-up worked, we started raising money that we got to hold on to. And it was a lot of work setting up and breaking down a whole free store every Sunday. So we started talking about how nice it would be to find a place. Then we started scouting out areas here and in Windham and trying to come up with how we would get the funds. And then my friend Willow ended up giving us $6,000 to get started and use the storefront once we found it. And we found this one. And we were very excited about the shelves when we saw it.
Oh, the shelves are already here.
Yes, but now we want less shelves. Now we want hangar room.
Mm-hmm. More space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this is a great space. It must be so much work, though, to keep everything organized. Where primarily do you get everything from?
Donations from locals.
And yeah, everything's local.
Everything's local. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea that it's upcycling and recycling right here in the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did people find you and find out about you?
Well, we made a name for ourselves in Prattsville. And through word of mouth, a lot of people found out that we were able to get a storefront and moved here. And we do a lot of networking. We have a lot of friends in a lot of different areas throughout the Catskills, which is kind of the web part of Phoenix Web. So we would get people to like play shows or do skill shares, and then, you know, their friends would find out about us through that. And everyone knows my dad in this area, so that also helps.
Who's your dad?
His name's Bobby Abrahamson. I'm Bobby's daughter.
Bobby.
And now we have social media, and that helps a lot.
That's Instagram. How I found out about it.
Yeah.
So I found out about Phoenix Web in 2019. I probably saw some social media posts that, like, I was like, oh, I wonder what that is, because I was living in Catskill, and I had moved to Catskill a few years before, and I did a political action in Albany with someone who was working here at the time, and I was really inspired by that, and I heard about Phoenix Web and everything Mars said about, you know, a space for the community, especially young people, to go. I was a young person where I grew up that didn't have any place to go. And I think that's super important. And then tied with that political action that we did, I felt like this was a really cool place that I should get involved with. So I met Mars, and that's how I learned about it.
I can say that I think it's really important to build up the community, and I see that as a very fundamental political action. Even if you're not outwardly doing anything that we see as traditionally political, just bringing people together in a trusted kind of way builds people's confidence to be able to impact their own community in a political way. So that's why I think it's important.
And you're here every weekend.
Yeah.
And what are some of the programs that you have been doing?
The other day we did a tonic workshop. Willow came through the area, so they brought a bunch of wildly harvested plants, an apple cider vinegar, and then everyone got to learn about the plants, how tonics help your health. And we had a blender and we all got to make our own. And we did a tie-dye workshop.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year we've done the garden, which is huge. So we've been working on a community garden. The Catskill Mountain Foundation is letting us basically use their land for that used to be a farm that now we're bringing back because it was overrun with weeds. And so now you see we're making these seed packets. The goal is to make it a community garden. I don't think it would have been ready this year for community members just because of the state it was in. But hopefully next year we can, you know, bring more people in outside of the store to help with that. And even just this artist gallery, I think, is really important for people to feel like, you know, they may live somewhere where there's not a lot of resources, but they can feel validated as an artist to have their work up in a space, like a physical shop that they can sell stuff in.
And where's the community garden? Is it here on Main Street?
It's right up the road. If you make a right at the blinking light, it's right on top of the hill on your right.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
And we also got a community fridge.
Yep, the community fridge, that's huge, actually. Mars took care of all that, like, pretty much on her own.
Michelle Yost from the local food pantry helped.
Just a quick hug and a donation.
Oh, thank you.
Donation and a quick hug. Hi, Helena.
Hi.
Look,
that's her mom.
Beautiful.
Oh, mom. Look how beautiful you are.
I'm getting interviewed for the radio.
You're
this
so
is Julia.
Beautiful.
Hi, mom.
Julia.
Hi.
Wow.
Proud mama.
Yes, yeah. I am very proud.
My mom also grew up here.
Bye. Oh, love her. So where is the food fridge?
The fridge is behind the library and movie theater and fire station. They all kind of smack together, and it's in a shed, also donated to us to use for the Catskill Mountain Foundation. So there's like dry pantry shelves and then an industrial kitchen fridge.
A very nice fridge.
Yeah.
Like, really nice fridge.
Really. That's amazing.
And yeah. We get Newton Farm has been donating a lot of their produce and their produce products, like pesto, borscht, kimchi that they make. So it's like a really nice community fridge.
Hey.
It's not just any community fridge.
But Michelle Yost also helped us with the community fridge. She does the Catterscale Methodist Church thrift store and the food pantry in Tannersville. But they weren't able to have fresh produce either. So it was something that they've been discussing for a while, and then I was the one who jumped on it.
I love that you have your free store, your community garden in progress, your community food fridge, artist exhibitions. What else is on your wish list?
We would like a bigger space so we can host larger performances, and we would like to get to nonprofit status so we can actually get paid to be here. I would like to stop having to clean for rich people. then if we're able to do that, we would have money to like give grants to artists to do, you know, like large murals or just like really fun projects.
That's a great vision and a great goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wish you the best of luck on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.